What do investors need to know when you first meet them? How to impress them in less than a minute? And which gender likes to be looked in the eye? This is Son of a Pitch with Michael Cuenca, Episode 1. So potential investors will always want to know roughly three different things. Do I like you? Can I trust you? And would I do business with you? Answer these three things, and you'll be in a great position to convince them. You have 15 milliseconds, like a heartbeat, a New York minute even, to make a first impression on someone. And it's those 15 milliseconds that really matter for the first couple of first experiences that investors will have with you. So make sure they count. Then you have 10 seconds to actually see if there's a connection. That's the, in the dog world, that's the butt sniffing moment. That's when they see, you know, man, this is someone I could chill with. This is someone that I could hang out with. It's an answer to one of the three questions we just covered before. And then as you go on, you have another 2 or 3 minutes for an investor to say to themselves, you know what? Let's see where this goes. Let's have a follow-up conversation. So from 15 milliseconds to 10 seconds to roughly 3 minutes, that's the process it takes for an investor to really understand whether or not they want to do business with you, whether or not they trust you, whether or not they like to be around you. So get creative, be controversial, stir some shit, man. Test the waters. This is your first step in trying to create a meaningful relationship with an investor that's gonna hopefully be with your company for the long run. So be yourself, but also try to mess with things. What else you gotta do? How to rock your first 60 seconds, the first minute. This is a little bit longer than your elevator pitch, but still, this is how you're gonna really win that first minute you have with your potential investor. Honestly, demonstrate it that even though you're in it for the money, show that you're not. Because ultimately, you're really not. You're in it for the relationship. Even though you may need money to grow your business, what you're really looking for here is a connection, a relationship with an investor, someone that's going to be there with you and for you in the medium to long term. If someone's introduced you to the investor, complete that trust transfer. Complete the whole loop there by saying, thanks for answering my email from John. He's a great guy. Really great that you can connect with me. Make that transfer. Say, talk about the person that introduced you or discuss anything that you guys might share in common that he might have mentioned. But make sure that that bridge is made the first moment you actually connect with the investor. Be clear, calm, and confident when interacting with the investor for the first time. Be yourself, but also try to find a way to convey a sense of direction and power and confidence. Studies have shown, actually, that if you're meeting with a man, try to avoid eye contact. And if you're meeting with a woman, try to increase eye contact. I think at the end of the day, it's a good healthy balance between not staring at someone and looking creepy and actually being straightforward and confident enough to have that kind of connection with someone, despite what the studies may have said or may not have said. It's also really important to make the person you're speaking to feel calm. Investors give you their time, their energy, their advice, but most importantly, they give you their money, so you are technically a risk to them. The more calmer you make them feel, the softer you speak, using a very relaxed, confident tone of voice with them, slowing things down and demonstrating you know what you're talking about, will make them as well feel at ease, make them feel less like they're risking their money and more that they're trying to build a meaningful relationship with someone that they'll be with for the next couple of years, hopefully. Thanks again for listening. Don't forget to smash that subscribe button wherever fine subscribe buttons are sold and share the crap out of this so other people can enjoy the fine, silky sounds of Son of a Pitch. This is Michael Cuenca. Signing off. Have yourself a fantastic day. And don't forget to stay classy, stay sassy, stay hydrated, and give zero fucks what people think. I'm out.